Rock, Sammy Hagar here. We're back with the Top Rock Countdown. Now, this next song, Jason challenged me. Asked me to do Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do. You know, hey, mate, can you sing that song still? You know, I say, I can sing anything. I can always do it. But anyway, I was shaking in my boots because this is a tough song to sing. This maybe is the hardest song right up there with Dreams, Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do, the two hardest Van Halen songs. And then Can't Stop Loving You, I put that third. But my point being is, I was shaking in my boots, and when I was talking to Gary Cherone earlier about Van Halen's Right Now, when he joined the band, you know, he was saying, this song was hard to sing, but he said, but Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do. He didn't even want to sing that song because it was so hard to sing, and I don't blame him, but he did, and whether or not you can do that every night, I don't think so. But check it out. Let's hear the Van Halen version first, Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do, one of the hardest vocal performances I've ever done.
It's okay, I do what I want if I choose. I can take the fall as a choice. It's my destiny in my hands. Yeah, it's up to me. I can drive, I can shoot a gun in the streets. Stop me some heroin. I can jump, feel a sacrifice, bear the cross, just like Jesus Christ. And I don't wanna hear what love can do. No, I ain't gonna tell you what's right for you. Is it right to take the easy way? Close your eyes, get on your knees and pray. Now you'll say, by a higher voice, give it up, give it up, give it up. Your choice. If I'm wrong, then I'll pay for it. If I'm right, yeah, you're gonna hear about it. But I'll try, yeah, I'll try for it. I'll try till I'm satisfied. And I'm tired of hearing what love can do. And I am gonna tell you what's right for you. I'll see the damage done. Yeah. Is it right to take the easy way? I don't know. I get down on my knees and pray. Now I'm saved by a higher voice. Giving up, giving up, giving up my choice. If I'm wrong, hey, then I'll pay for it.
I gotta have a drink. Just hearing that again. Oh my God. Yeah, we're back. Okay. I needed that break after that song. Yeah, Top Rock Countdown, Sammy Hagar here, getting serious now because hearing that vocal just makes me think, how did I do that every night? I guess I would cheat a little bit. But anyway, I did it, and I did it again last year, 2020. The Circle, iPhones. Yes, Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do.
It's okay.
Wow, I think it sounds pretty cool. Is what I like about this version is that I wanted Mikey to sing on the ride out. I wanted to hear that Mikey vocal sound, which at this time in Van Halen in 1995, the brothers, you know, they were kind of down on Mikey. They were down on me. They were down on themselves. And they didn't want Mikey's voice on the record sounding like those great Van Halen background vocals. I mean, even before me, you know, Panama and any, you know, You Really Got Me and all that. I mean, Mikey's voice was really important for that band, I think. But for some reason, Ed Now didn't like his voice anymore on the record. So they didn't want to do what we just did with The Circle just did with Don't Tell Me What Love Can Do. They didn't want to do it, so I just did it with The Circle. And I love that part where Mikey's voice comes in there. Don't tell me what love can do. Yeah. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is an interesting show. I'm loving this. I'm loving it. I'm giving you an education.